FIFA president Sepp Blatter has made his first public statement since the corruption scandal involving football's governing body. Blatter, who is up for re-election as the head of FIFA, has made the statements the day after seven high-profile FIFA executives were arrested on corruption charges.
Actions of individuals bring shame and humiliation on football and demand action and change from us all. We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now.
Blatter contends those involved in corruption in football are in the minority.
I know many people hold me ultimately responsible for the actions and reputation of the global football community, whether it's a decision for the hosting of a World Cup or a corruption scandal. We, or I, cannot monitor everyone all of the time. If people want to do wrong, they will also try to hide it.
Blatter is seeking re-election for a fifth term as FIFA's president. European football's governing body, UEFA, backing down from an earlier pledge to boycott the forthcoming vote for president later on this Friday. UEFA head Michel Platini says European football is still going to back Jordan's prince Ali bin al-Hussein, Blatter's only challenger in the presidential vote.
It's not an easy thing to say to a friend that he must leave, but I believe it is in the interest of this story that President Blatter leaves us. This is what I wanted to tell you. You know as much as I do. And now I would like to appeal to all worldwide national associations, all those who will vote, to support Prince Ali.
U.S. authorities have charged 14 people, including 9 FIFA officials, with corruption involving some $150 million in bribes over a period of more than 2 decades. At the same time, Swiss authorities are also looking into whether FIFA's decision to award the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar involve any irregularities.